Okay, so Rabbi, today the plan is we're going to finish the Ksos and then the Shita that I gave you, and then we'll go on to Mitzvah Shem next year, continuation of the Gemara related to the same sugya. What we're going to do now in the Ksos, we'll give the background, but I think what will become clear to everybody, if not already, is how much the premise that underlies what the Ksos says, he says Pshat in the Raivit, quoted by the Ramban, relating to our sugya, is very much tied to one understanding of the sugya as opposed to the other. We laid out yesterday the two ways to understand the nature of the Gemara's question, Mi Aminam Nigu Malishaker, Mokum Chazaka, Rashi versus Tosfos, and I think again we'll see how the Ksos relates to that issue as well, although he doesn't explicitly directly speak to that issue, but it's obvious that the way he's coming from, it only makes sense according to one understanding. So what is the Ksos relating to? The Gemara has really two parts. The sugya is picking up on the original Chelek HaSugya, which of course we had a while back, the din of Rish Lakish. We call it Chazaka de Rish Lakish. It doesn't say Chazaka in the beginning of the sugya, but the Gemara says later on, Nafil Miyasmi, because of the Chazaka, Tosus calls it Chazaka de Rish Lakish, which is interesting. That, I guess you could even add at this point, that if you assume that the reason why the person has to pay, even though he claims he paid toch hazman, I mean, after all, hamurza mechavel of araya, and one of the answers would be that chazaka is strong enough to be motzi, it's a raya. That's how Rabbi Akiva Eiger and some achronim assume. Then, of course, you would say chazaka de mishlokish, because just because mishlokish uses the words valvai sheyifra bismano eino neman, but what do you mean? Hamurza mechavel of araya. But the answer could be that, no, this is a raya, the raya that he didn't pay. So if you want to say that, then you're actually saying chazaka de Rish Lakish. We had another way to understand it. It's not pshat that the chazaka is strong enough to be motzi mamon, it's that we can't allow ourselves to be mistapik, to have doubts, to consider the possibility that he paid, because it's too far-fetched, because since we know that a person doesn't pay toch hazman, law of it inish the par goes in there, therefore we have in front of us a cheskes chiyuv, and therefore we go with that, and therefore it's not pshat that you're being motzi mamon with the chazaka. It's simply that the chazaka is out there, and in the face of a chazaka, basically we don't have any reason to question. Within that, we had two different ways to understand what happens in the second chelk of the sugya, when the Gemara, after bringing Rish Lakish versus Abai Varava, whether or not a person can say a pei toch hazman or not, we have the shayla about migul b'makom chazak, a mali shaket b'makom chazak. And that situation, says the Gemara, is when the person comes and makes the claim la'ach hazmano, which means that the person who's the lover had the option of saying I paid after the zman because it's already past due. Instead, he himself tells us it was toch hazman that I paid, so he has a mal l'shaker, and then we have ways to explain the Gemara's shayla, mal l'shaker b'makom chazaka. But the question that comes up already in the Rishonim, Tosfos and Rishonim earlier is, obviously Rish Lakish himself, when the Gemara brought Rish Lakish to tell me that he's not allowed to say, he's not believed to say I paid toch hazman, cannot be discussing a scenario where the lova has a chazak. In other words, like the case in the Gemara at the end, where it's l'achar hazman, and he could have said, I paid you l'achar hazman. Because that's what the Gemara comes with afterwards. So Rish Lakish is a case that there is no nemanus of mal l'shaker to speak of. There's just the taina for itself of, I pay you toch hazman. And then we have Rish Lakish telling us, Einu neman, v'alvai shi'ifa bismano, chazaka, whatever it is, Abai v'Rabba disagree. Comes the Gemara later and says, Ibayluhu, what would be Tavo l'achazman. So the question is, what is Rish Lakish talking about? So what are our possibilities? No, so we could say that the whole din Torah is happening toch hazman. The lashon of the Gemara was v'amro paticha b'toch zmani. Does that mean that the din Torah is happening then? Well, another possibility is that the din Torah is happening not l'achazman, that's the shayla of the Gemara, not tochazman, that's not when you're coming to claim, but rather bizman, meaning on the due date itself. And now we have to consider that case. What is the halach of a person would claim paraiti, not l'achazman, but on the date itself, which means he doesn't have to pay until after that day is over, it's the last day. But when we say a person doesn't pay tochazman, and a person's not believed to say pay tochas man, what about if he said I paid on that last day, that after that it's officially due? Now, the Girsa Tosis had in the Gemara was in fact that very case. The Girsa Tosis on Hey Amid Aleph, the bottom Tosis is within the case of Ishlokish, Uba Bismano, the Omer Paticha Tochzmani Enanem. But now we have to deal with an important question, because Tosis brings from the Gemara in Perek HaShoah and Bavitziah that the Gemara discusses this very question. What if a person says, I paid not Tochazman, but on that last day, that after the day is over, it's going to be officially La'achazman, but it's not Tochazman in the sense that it's not the last day. It's the last day that after this, it's considered La'achazman. So, do we also say a person doesn't pay even then? Or, no, here, of it in this, the person could pay. We can hear a Baivar of Asfar. On that day itself, he knows a few hours from now, it's basically going to be due, so he'll pay already on that day. So Tosis brings from the Marba Mitzia. The Ovid Tosis, at the very end of that Tosis, onto Amid Bey, is the Ovid Inish, Biyoma, the Para, Biyoma, the Mishlam Zimne. That person could pay. It was Abai Varava went beyond that. Abai Varava held Ovid Inish, as the Gemara quotes, the Para, Begozimne. Begozimne means mama smack in the middle. No, it's not yet the last day. That Mishlokish disagreed. Halvai Shefa Bismana. But Lemaisa, a person will say, I paid on that day itself, that last day. So he believed. So then Tosis has a problem, because Lechoyer, if that's the case, this very situation of Ish Lakish boils down also, seemingly, to the Shaila of the Gemara of the Bailu. In other words, what would be if the person would say, I paid you today? So he'd be believed. That's what the Gemara says, Ovid Inish Depara Biyoma Gemiskam Zimne. So then, for Ish Lakish to say the person is not Neman, when he says, I paid you yesterday, 2 days ago, Tochazman, but doesn't he have a migul? He could have also said, I paid you when? Today, and he's believed. So then don't you have already a situation built into Reish Galkish's own case of what? Of a Miel Lishakeh B'Mokab Chazak. This is the springboard for a number of answers in the Rishon. So what does Tosis respond? The end of the Tosis, that first Tosis that we're talking about. Tosis says that it's true he could have said, I paid you today, but he's not comfortable saying that, because it takes a lot more nerve to look the person in the face and say, I paid you an hour ago. It's easier, more convenient, and he's less inhibited if he were to say, I paid you yesterday, 2 days ago, meaning you forgot. What's that called? Migu the Azza. The other time it takes more nerve, takes more Azza, so that's the klal called migul de'aza. And then when we went to Tosis, remember we discussed what the Ksosa also is going to relate to is what are the implications of migul de'aza? Is it really clear that it's not a good migul? Is it sometimes a good migul, sometimes not? And that's the sugya daf gamed of cheskes sabatim in the case of the easy de'achu chusha benarda, when a person has one taina which is perhaps more noach for him to say, the other taina is more of a azza, and when don't you say migud azza? And obviously that's a lot of the ray that comes out of the Tosis himself. This is one answer. Another answer we've shown, and before we get to that, was Piksos relates to, which is the Ravid quoted by the Ramban. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. We saw this again, those who remember a little bit. Rabbeinu Yonah, Meiri, they say an interesting chidush. They say that it's true a person could taina that I paid you on this very day, Yom HaDemishlam Zimne. But it's a weak taina. It's a taina that really works, but it's a very weak taina. So they basically say a weak taina is good enough to work for itself. But a weak taina is not strong enough to carry the weight of what? Of a migu. This is not a migu da azza. It's something else, a different yesod in migu. And obviously it works much better if you understand migu as a koach ha-taina idea, as opposed to, strictly speaking, a ma'al l'shaker, biwer. In other words, so this interesting svara, the Rosh Hashanah Rabbeinu Yonah, was yesh mefarshim, that Reish Lakish is talking about tava b'yom ha-demishlam zimne, and he says, I pay you toch zmani. And even though we might say migu by tvol achazmano, if you see migu makom chazaka, but this is different. Shiny hacha the cave and the piron, the yomadishum zimne lo shchiach, the ria tanase, lo ma'amninan le the migu di bay toin hechtaina, avagab di toin by hipposhabam zimne mehemen, but ki'ilu, like, it's enough that you can work with it and accept it on its own terms, if he'll say it. But for that taina to also have with it within its reservoir, to be able to give of itself, you could say, the koach ha-taina to be transferred to another taina, where the taina is, I paid you tochazman, so adkan, it won't work. It's another interesting yisod within the column of migu. That's how Rabbeinu Yonah, I believe in Meiri, also says like that. But now what the Ksosis focus, he doesn't quote this Rabbeinu Yonah, this Mahalchan Rishon, he quotes the Tosfos. What the Ksosis is more interested in is the answer given that the Ramban quotes B'Shem HaRaivid. And here, what's interesting about the way the Ramban has it is he focuses on the fact that it's a Migo B'Mokom Chazaka problem, that here, for sure, Migo would not work B'Mokom Chazaka. So far, the answer of Tosis, it's a klal in Migo, Migo Da'aza, or the klal of Ben Uyona, in terms of a Migo carrying weight, if it's a weak taina. What the Ramban makes clear with the Ravid is that there's Migo Mokom Chazaka that the Gemara discusses, which is a question. That's where Tabola Achazmano. And we have the case of Rish Lakish, which is that the Din Torah was B'Yom HaDemishkam Zimnei, where there, it's different. And there, Migo Mokom Chazaka would not, for sure not work. So in the Gemara's case, maybe yes, maybe not. And the Ksos doesn't understand exactly what is the idea here? What's the difference? Lashon of the Ramban, just to read it from the Ramban himself, which is quoting from the Ramban B'Shem HaRaivid. L'figach pirshu b'miksas rabiseinu, the Ramban b'dir mashal v'amar lo, the second Ramban on the sugya, da'acha b'shabah b'yom ha'demishlam zimnei v'amar lo p'ticha b'toch zmani v'eino neman. The Afa gab the I omale praticha haidna bizmani neman, like we know in Perka Shoel. Lomahani haimigu bimokum chazaka. Lomahani le haimigu bimokum chazaka. The ruba the inshi lo paribiyam. It happens, it could be, but most people still don't pay on that last day. The hainu damir shlokish halvai shi yifrenu bizmano. Kolomar yifrenu hayom shuhu yom adushim zimne. V'chen kosav ravidza. And the Ramban himself doesn't like this teretz, whatever. So what exactly does this mean? So now let's, with that in mind, let's take a look and see what the Ksos says. So again, the first paragraph is really more nitpicking on Tosis. The paragraph that he starts with is the issue of Migo Da'aza, and the Ksos says it's not clear that Migo Da'aza doesn't work. We know maybe it does work. Halacha Ravachas. That we sometimes find Migo Da'aza, so why are you making such a definitive answer that Migo Da'aza won't work? Beseder. Omnam, HaRaivid, the Raivid agrees that you can't have a Migo here, but not for the reason that Tosis gives. This paragraph, Omnam. HaRaivid, HaGam DeSvirole, De'eno Neman B'Migo DePraticha Hayom, Kedas Tosis. But, Lo Mitamayu. Ela taima achrina isre begave. What does the Ksos mean? Not for the reason that Tosis gave. What did Tosis say? The migo won't work for you because it's migo da'aza. If we want, we can add Rabbeinu Yonah and the Meiri, and it won't work because it's a weak taina, so it can't carry the weight of the migo. Not that either. But rather, the Ravid has a different idea that why the migo won't work. And it's because it's going to be a migo makom chazaka problem that here all agree migo can't stand up to chazaka. The time of kusav haravid, the afa gav the amal yaidna paticha neman ke dekayim on perka shoel lo mahani hay migo b'makom chazaka the ruba the inshigo parib yom nishmel. I just quoted from the Ramban v'hanu meshlokish shifa bezmano kolam eshvenu hayom v'huva b'Ramban b'chidusha b'shem mixas b'shem b'shem haravid. So now, what's going on? What's the difference? Migo Mokom Chazaka, if it's Migo of, on the day of the Mishlam Zimne, where you could have said, I paid you today, and he'd be believed, and he says, I paid you yesterday, that's a Migo Mokom Chazaka that for sure won't work. But if the Din Torah is a day later, or after that, that's where the Gemara is mistapek, maybe Migo Mokom Chazaka, what's the difference? Avitzarach Biur, Astik Sos. The Mabakach Rubid in Shiro Parabiyom Nishzim. So what? Most people don't pay on that. But if he were tying to that, would he be believed? Yes or no? Yes. Kivan the Itar Nachin Neman in Kenis Remigu. And don't tell me it's because of Migu de Roshriach, Vachuri. Here it's all Roshriach. Migu de Roshriach means the Taina now is more Shriach than the other Taina. What's the migul? He says, I paid you 2 days ago. He could have said, I paid you today. No, it's always Goshiach. It's Goshiach that he pays Tochazman. So what's the problem? He has a migul. So the Ksos brings up a psak in Shulchan Aruch, and then he wants to explain what's behind it. We discussed, in discussing the Tosis earlier, the issue of Shtar Pikadon, where the Shomer says, Hechzarti. The Sugya Dafayin, right? Hechzarti. And he has a migu that he could have said what? We discussed. He could have said Nansu. And the Gemara's discussion has to do with, can he be believed in the face of what evidence against him? Shtar Chabir Maybaik. Let's bring another factor into the mix. Okay? So the Gemara's Shaila is Hechzarti, Migo de Nensu, the Makwishtachab Yelmaibai, believed or not believed, Rabbi Bachama says one thing, the Gemara has a Shaila about this. All this is the Achazman. Let's say, whatever the case would be with Pikadon, let's say clearly he was Pikadon for whatever amount of time. Now, Umaisa, you don't return it before the time, it's by you to have for whatever amount of time. If it's a show, he can use it, but if it's whatever showman, but meanwhile, that was this man. Nensu could be any time, right? Even within the time. So, this is the Shaila in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Psak is, says the Ksos, Shtar Pikadon, Dineman lo mechzarti migo dinensu. Typically, we paskin that you are believed to say mechzarti migo dinensu. Not only that, but if the person dies, the Shomer dies, and the Yorishim are here, we can do taninan on their behalf. We say, for all we know, the father returned it. All that is clear. However, toch zmano, chayav hayorshim l'shalem, v'lo arminan taninan liyoresh, tanasei davuan d'ayinemen afil toch zmano, chzat milu denensu, ayin shem b'shach. Ah, so what is the, so it's going on, the case of yorshim, that we won't do taninan, hechzarti, migo denensu, toch hazman. Why not? So he says, I explained over there, Simon Kofches, and this is what he's going to apply back here to the Raibit. So the Kso says, the Pshad is, Kasav Nisham, Delo Armina Nigo Mokam Chazaka, the Toch Zman. Now here you're dealing with the Chazaka of Toch Hazman. We don't say, Ela Davkel Achazmano. And why? Because the Ksos defines the Nigo in a different way when the Din Torah is happening in the Achar Hazman, versus if it's happening Toch Hazman or even on the day itself. And the Ksos uses the following formulation. There's what we call Migu, and something called Pesha Asa Pesha Hita. Now, Pesha Asa Pesha Hita, the classic example means, in other words, we only know everything through the person. He says, Sadazu Shalavicha Haisa, Ukachtia Mimen. Person, Mishnah Ksubis. A person says, Eshesi, or a woman says, Eshesi, Shayisi, Ugrushani. The Chazaka is known through the person, but the person limits it and defines it and tells you. Now, the Gemara uses Lashonos of Migu, Malishaki, even in cases of Pesha Asa. The Gemara there in Sekpek and Ksubis. And it sounds like the Nemanus of Pesha Asa, Pesha Hiter, the same person who's Asa, is also Hiter, also is predicated in some way on the same mechanism and logic of Migu. But there's clearly a distinction. Migu is simply that you have the information independently. And meanwhile, this person says Taina X, he could have said Taina Y. Pesha Asa Peshita means I only know what I know through him. The Ksos is now applying Pesha Asa Peshita for a formulation to a case where the Din Torah is Le'achar Hazman. There the Ksos says the Chazaka itself, now we have to explain why this is, but the words first. The Chazaka itself is only brought to us through the person. When he says, I pay Toch Hazman, that means now we're dealing with a chazaka. If the Din Torah is happening, Mamish Toch Hazman, and even if the Din Torah is happening on the day itself, granted a person could say, I pay today. But in terms of the chazaka, since Ruba the Inshi, most people don't pay on that last day either, so we have a chazaka without this person. When he says, I paid yesterday or 2 weeks ago, it's not that the chazaka only is brought to us because a person tainted such a thing. Because since we're holding not yet the achazman, talking on Yom HaDibur, so as far as we're concerned, we already have the chazaka in front of us. Again, I'm just saying words right now, without explaining. Says it so, what's going to come down to in the Raavad is the following. The Gemara has a Shaila, a Migabakam Chazaka, because in the case of the Gemara, it's the Chazaka only gets brought to us because the person opened his mouth and told us, I paid Tochazman. Without this person speaking, we are holding after Achazman, we don't have a Chazaka in front of us. Because it's Achazman. Only because he tells us, I paid Tochazman, so he has a Pesha Asar, Pesha Hiter. So this Malish Shaker is greater koach than a typical Malish Shaker, because it's a Pesha Asar Malish Shaker. Because the thing that's working against him, the chazaka, so to speak, is only created because he himself opened his mouth and said, I pay Tochazman. But without him saying that, we don't have a chazaka here in front of us. Masha ain't kain if it was Tochazman Mamish, or even if it was on the day itself, where as far as we're concerned, we already have a chazaka. We have in front of us a chazaka. And he himself says, I paid you Tochazman. So then, true, he has a knowledge shaker. He could have said, I paid today. If he said, I paid today, he'd be believed. But he didn't create the chazak. We have the chazak. Therefore, it's just migu without the extra koach called pesha us. This is the outline of the outline of what the Ksus is saying. There's a lot to figure out here. Let's go look in the words and just see it inside. He says, the kasav nisham. The chazaka is known. Afagav the Israel Migu, true, he could have said whatever it is he'll say. Eino Neman b'makom chazaka. And I ain't shum over there, and he's been saying other places the same thing, that this is clear distinction. Go 2 lines down. Dafka ba'achas manu du'avi lefaneinu shum chazaka yadua. Why? Da'o kvar hu la'achas manu. So if it's la'achas manu, then there is no chazaka in place right now. What makes a chazaka? The knowledge that he brings to us that he paid yesterday. Now I'm dealing with a chazaka. Again, words so far, just words. You can all jump on me in a second. That's what we're going there. Ella, she'omer she'protochzmanu havalei peshas apeshehite. Ava b'yomad mishkam zimnei, the day itself. Lami pivanu chayin. We're not expression. We're not working. We're not dependent on him. We're not dependent on him and what he said. We have the chazaka too. Even though he could say I pay today, but as far as the chazaka, do we have the chazaka on yomad mishkam? Yes, we do, because people typically don't pay on that day. The hadafka ki toin praticha b'yom nishma zimnei. Avo ilo toin ki gonga yarshim lo tanin ilo. Jerubin in shilopar b'yom nishma zimnei. The who svaras arrived. That's the arrived. The imkena chazaka yidia lefaneinu gam b'yom nishma zimnei. We have the chazaka. The hakozman shilu toin praticha. True, he could say I pay. But if he didn't say it, where are we holding? Do we have a chazaka in front of you on that day? On yom nishma zimnei. Yes. That's another element of the Ksos. Because Lamaisa, people don't typically pay that. The Chazaka exists on that day too without his saying a word, without him saying I paid yesterday. Should he say I paid, he'd be believed. But it's not a Pesha Asa, it's only a Migu. The Imking was Shacha Pesha Asa, Delami Pivanu Chayim. Pesha Asa means we have to come on to what he tells us. Migu, not Pesha Asa, is Lomi Pivanu Chayim. We know independent of him. The Eno El Amigo, the Havi Matsi turn Paticha, Yomadim Zimne, the Havi Neman, was a Kosov arrived, the Lomehem and the Migo do Nega Chazaka, the Tochzmano, the Loar Mina Migo Bemakam Chazaka, El Pesha Asa. Okay, now let's decipher this. So the words, again, the words themselves, Pshat in the Rivet. The Gemara's Shaila is Migo Bakam Chazaka when the Migo is more than just an ordinary Migo. It's a Malishakim mechanism, but it's a Pesha Asa. Meaning Pesha Asa means that what I want to use against him, what I have here, the weapon which is against him, is only a function of what he brings to the table himself, Mipivanu Chayim. He created this Chazaka because he told us that he paid Tochazman. Without him speaking, right now we're holding a chazman, we don't have a chazaka here in front of us. Therefore, there's a tzad in the Gemara, perhaps, Mali Shaker b'mokim chazaka amrina. Lo kein, in the case of a Reish Lakish himself, where the Din Torah is happening on that last day, says the Ksos, in that situation, the chazaka is yediyah along without his time. And the chazaka that we have and we are aware of is true not just for tochas man mamish, but even on that very last day, which is also not typical for people to pay. Therefore, even though if he would say, I paid today, he would be believed, but the best you can give him right now when he says, I paid yesterday, is a migo, not a pesha asa. Because we have the chazaka already. Therefore, for sure, the migo won't work with makam chazaka. Only pesha asar migo will work makam chazaka. Now, what is the difficulty with excess? The obvious difficulty. All the achronim are struggling here. L'chora, pesha asar pesha hita means we only know the chazaka because of what he brings to the table. Eishes isha yisi ugusha ani. How do I know she's isha yisi? You told me that. I only know that there was a marakama here because you told me that you're the marakama, your father was a marakama. Now you also say I bought it. The chazaka of lo avit ish pargo zimne, that's a mitzias, that's an umdina, that's a fact. That's an established fact of a chazaka that the presumption is a person doesn't pay tochazman. The fact that he tells us he paid tochazman creates the chazaka. The chazaka is, we know the chazaka. That's the chazaka. It's out there. He doesn't make the chazaka because he said, I pay toch hazman. What does the ksos mean? What does the ksos mean? How do you get to first base with this ksos? So right now, it's avgach hazman. But the chazaka of lo of it is a chazaka that we know about. All he has me. He could have said, I paid now. He said he paid. Instead, he says, I paid yesterday, 2 days ago. Okay, that's a migul. Why is it peshas? Right? Everyone's sweating? Yeah, it's obvious. No, what's the peshas? So, the obvious, you have to immediately say in Iksos is that the definition of the chazaka, we're looking chazaka is the statistical fact that people don't pay tochazman. That reality, that mitzvah, that people don't pay tochazman. No, that we know for sure, whether he says anything or doesn't say anything, or what he says, that we have. But the Ksos says, that's not what the Chazaka is. The Chazaka specifically relates to this Din Torah and this Chov. Is this Chov Bechezkas Parua? Or does this Chov in this Din Torah stand in Bechezkas Eina Parua? And that's very much a function of when is this Din Torah happening? And what does he say in his defense? In other words, the chazaka la'avit ish pargozimne is now coming to bear on our situation. So let's imagine the whole Din Torah is happening before the Zman. So the fact that person doesn't be tov Zman now means that this chov, this lova incurred, is b'chezkas eino parua. Right? On the other hand, if it's the Acher Zman, where people can pay, you cannot say that this Chob is Becheskas in a Parua, people. It's already the Acher Zman. So, this situation where the person tells you that I paid earlier, Toch Hazman, now he's putting the Chob into this status of being it's in the status of being unpaid. Because he tells us that he paid toch hazman, and we know people don't pay toch hazman. So it's not the statistics for itself that's the chazaka, it's the application for our situation of do we assume the chov is becheskas parua and a parua. That's where the ksos is coming. Maskin? But now I both say, take it further. And let's see how this relates so obviously to the shaila of how to learn pshat in the Gemara, migo makam chazaka, Rashi Tosis. This Havana of the Chazaka being, labeling the Chazaka to be in a status of Eina Parua, where can we conceive of such an idea? For Rashi or for Tosis? Remember, Rashi learns that the Chazaka makes a Riyat Hanaseh on what he says. Tosis says that the issue is that the Malish Shaker creates a Reisa in the Chazaka, weakens the Chazaka. Where can we speak about this idea that Tosis is saying that the Chazaka is the presumption that the chov is in a parua, not the metzias of the facts of what happened in the situation. For Rashi or for Tosis? Obviously for Tosis. Let's think about it. For Rashi, the chazaka is there to put a strike in his taina. He says, I pay. The fact that people don't pay tochas man, that's what makes the taina weak. It's not the fact that the chov is becheskas in a parua that makes the taina weak. It's the fact that people don't pay tochas man. And you said you pay tochas man. So the chazaka is mara le dibure. In what sense? Because of the fact that people don't pay tochas man. That's something we know whether he speaks or doesn't speak. So how can the ksos make a distinction to whether he tells us that I paid yesterday, or he doesn't? Doesn't matter. The chazaka, we know that. We know it's via tanaset. The chazaka comes and speaks and weakens his taina. So the only way we can imagine that the ksos can make sense in making this distinction between when he says la'achazman, or I paid you tochazman, or if he says it on biyom the miskam zimnei, the ksos understood the sugya the way Tosis. Doesn't mean Tosis has to agree with Ksos, but it means Ksos has to agree with Tosis' take on the Gemara. That the issue is, does the Ma'alei Shaker weaken the Chazaka? So long as there's a Chazaka, there's nothing to talk about. The Chazaka is here, we can't hear Tainus. In order to get the first base for the person to be Pater, we have to weaken the Chazaka. So the Ma'alei Shaker has the potential to weaken the Chazaka. Says Ksos Pshat in the Ravid, what type of Malishaker has the koach to weaken a chazaka? A Malishaker that's a pesha asa. Ksos understands, what is the chazaka? That the chov is omed becheskas she'eino parua. It's viewed as becheskas, it's not paid. But if we only are able to classify the chov in that box of being eino parua because he told us it paid, that's means that the koach we're using against him came from him. He brought us to that point. He gave us the energy to use against him, the chazaka. Because he, to the extent that he wouldn't say anything, we look at this chov, we don't see the chov as being the enaparua. He created the chazaka. Masha enkin on the day itself that the chov was due, meaning the Yom HaDemishim Zimnei, where as far as we're concerned, we see this situation as already enaparua. People don't pay on that day either. So then, all you can give him is Stam HaLishaker. But we have already the Chazaka. We see the Chov in a Perua. And he comes and says, I paid yesterday, I paid a week ago. So that, for sure, will not stand up to the Chazaka. The Chazaka is defined as the Chov being in the status of a Perua. So, did that come about through his Taina? Or do we have that without his Taina? That's the distinction that Sos is making. So, again, this is in one respect. I told you from the other angle as well. So again, for Rashi, we can't think of the chazaka that way. For Rashi, the chazaka speaks to the story, to the taina. So the abstract reality that people don't pay tochazman, we know that, and that's what strikes the taina. That's what strikes down the taina. That's irrelevant whether he tells us that I paid yesterday. Or, if he didn't tell us, that is the chazaka. That makes via tanase. What's the difference? For Tosfos, where it's the migu that's cutting down the chazaka, one could argue only if the migu created the chazaka, and we only make that presumption it's in a parua because of what he told us, that's when the chazaka could be weakened because it only came through him. I would argue the other way as well. To say that only a Pesha Asar works against a Chazaka, not a Migu, only makes sense if it's the Migu weakening the Chazaka. So what kind of a Migu weakens a Chazaka? A Pesha Asar, not a regular Migu. For Rashi, it's the other way around. What's happening according to Rashi? The Chazaka stays what it is. What's the Shaila of the Gemara? Does the Ma'alei Shaker have a koach to raise the Taina up that has been struck down by the Chazaka? Does the Ma'alei Shaker have a koach to raise the taina up? For that, what's the difference whether it's a Pesha Asar or Ma'alei Shaker? It's all Ma'alei Shaker. Everything is based on Ma'alei Shaker. So if Ma'alei Shaker can raise the taina up, then it raises the taina up. What's the difference if it's he told us or he didn't tell us? It shouldn't matter. Does the Ma'alei Shaker, Nemanis, raise the taina in the face of the Chazak? If it's about breaking the chazaka, shattering the chazaka, cutting, then you could say that if he created the monster, then you can't use that against him. He gave us the presumption that's in a parua. So then maybe we're not going to use it against him. Then it will work against the chazaka. But if it's the other way around, it's that the chazaka is what it is. Can we raise the taina up to be able to hold your own, not to have to pay in the face of the chazaka, to create a suffix that perhaps he did pay? Can Malishaka salvage the taina? So what's the difference if it's a Malishaka or a Peshasa? It's the Nemanis of Malishaka that's coming to the rescue. So I think on two counts, the Xosa's logic is incompatible with Rashi. Right? Number one, because Xosa is viewing the Chazaka not as speaking to the Metzius of this situation in terms of, you know, whether it's true, his taina is correct or not. That's what Rashi's saying, via Tanase. So it says, is the Cho Becheska, because in that case, it's for sure doing that. The Chazaka is weakening his Taina. Finished. But it's about whether the Cho is Becheska's Perua in a Perua, that only fits the Tosis. Secondly, to say that Pesha Asar can work and Migu doesn't, it only makes sense if it's trying to come up against the Chazaka, so the Malish Shaker will be able to weaken the Chazaka, Migu won't. But if it's about lifting the taina up in the face of a chazaka, then I think it should be the same thing. Okay, questions. Dani, before, yeah?
Yeah, I was wondering, like, how, meaning the Tos obviously limits this Gemara very much, and because he's saying that the entire discussion is only
Pesha Asa.
Is only
how he defines Pesha Asa.
So how does, like, Tosfos, how does he understand Tosfos in the sense that Tosfos is comparing all these different Gemaras,
So you're 100% right. Excellent point. If you look in the Shach, maybe it's in Kuf Ches, there's a Ha'ara in the Shach. Maybe I have it. Let's see. I had it for later, but it might be here. Maybe. It's a Ha'ara in the Shach, whether who it's from. From Tosis, it's Mukach Na'at. Tosis had many kashas from Migu, from Negil Migu, 100%. I have to get you the exact Maramakam in the Shach, where they bring that Tosis is clearly against the. It might be in Kufches. It might be. Yeah, here it is. Sivkat and Zayin. Kufches, Sivkat and Zayin. In the middle of this, the Shach also plays with the possibility of distinguishing Malish Shaker. At regular Migu and perhaps Pesha Asa. In the middle of this Sivkot and Zayin, there's a Hagah from whoever. I don't know who it is. Finis Daiti Muchach Lehadim Medivit Tosus Veshba Babasra. Ach Kasha Mikomakum Tifshit Le Dilami Mikmachazak Midrami Bachama, and so on. What's Ram Bachama? Pesha Asa or regular Migu? Regular, right? Hazarti Migu Denense, right? The law, Koskin, Duram, in Mokamal Chazaka, the Chazaka, yeah, me time to struck via my boy, and so on. Shem Sidoch, Losari Kerm Rachama, the in Isa, my Makshi. It's only over here where it's a Pesha Asar that he said, I pay Tochazman. That's where it's Elevada Spiritosis, the Loshna. The Loshna. So that Haggah is exactly what you're machaving to. In other words, it's Muchach and Tosis, not like Tosis. Yeah, the Ksos obviously has to be understood in light of Tosa's take on the Sugya. But it doesn't mean that the Tosa has to be masking to the Ksos's distinction. It obviously Tosa's did not. Good question. Yeah. Any other questions?
Can I just reiterate, why can't we just say that only a Pesha Aser has enough koach to elevate the Taina to be the Chazaka?
I hear you asking. I'm thinking of that too. But I think the answer is because the Nemanus that you're giving to the Taina, even Pesha Asar, is through the mechanism Ma'alei Shaker. The Gemara calls it Ma'alei Shaker. So it's the Chazaka is here, and it's weakened, but no, I can rescue it. So the Nemanis of Ma'alei Shaker, Pesha Asar, I don't think there's a difference in the Nemanis. Pesha Asar, here, if you talk about using the Chazaka against you, then I created the Chazaka, you can only take it so far. But if it's about the chazaka, is what it is. We're not shepherding, we're not affecting a chazaka. It's the taina, can the taina be elevated? Can the taina, is enough to create a suffix in the face of a chazaka? So the chazaka, you see, according to Rashi, Lumash, I'll tell you about the pasha to me. We started beginning a shir. How is it that you can you can be motzi mamon with rishlakis. We're going to talk this about this in a second, in a few minutes also. How can you be motzi mamon with rishlakis? Is it a raya? So one could have said, yeah, chazak is a raya. Chazak is like Eden. I think Rashi for sure cannot agree with that. Because Rashi's take in the sugya is that the chazakah has not been dented. Chazakah, all the chazakah did was it weakened the taina that we can't accept the taina. But maybe malishaker can help. But if chazakah is still what it is, so how can malishaker help? Chazakah, hamotzi mechabel of a raya. I have a raya! I have a raya. So what is malishaker going to do? It makes the taina more credible. So if the taina is more credible, then I can keep my money. Why? Because I'm motzi mechabel of a raya. So the guy says, I have a raya, a chazaka. Tosus took the chazaka and used the malishaka to weaken the chazaka. But Rashi didn't do that. Rashi just said the chazaka weakened the taina, and the shailas kem malishaka helped the taina out. So let's say, let it help the taina out. What's the best it can do? It can make the taina more palatable. Then now the person needs to bring a real raya to be motzi. Otherwise I can keep my money. We don't know if it's joy paid. But the malishaker is strengthening the taina. So clearly for Rashi, the chazaka is not being motzi by itself. Right? So why did I tell you this? I was saying this for a reason. Yeah? No? Okay. No, so for Rashi, it's never, and for Tosas, we have to know whether, for Tosas, chazaka remains. It's a question of whether it became diminished. If the chazaka is here, we can't deal with anything. We don't accept any tainus. Maybe because it's... Let's go on to the point that's raised in the Shita, the first part of the Shita, because we'll see how to approach this. I think Rabbi Kivega also asked this kasha somewhere. I can find it. But the issue that's raised in the Shita is the following. I don't want to go through the whole piece, but just the beginning. He asks an interesting question. The Gemara is a shayla of malishaker b'makom chazaka. Mi aminan b'makom chazaka malishaker. Now, it's a sugya here, it's a sugya in Yevamos. They might be the same suffix. The Meiri thought that they're comparable. Tosa seems to disentangle the two sugyas. But now, if we take these words by themselves, you could say, well, what's stronger? Malishaker on the one hand, chazaka on the other hand. Chazaka the rishlakish on the other hand. So if I just look at it from that superficial perspective, then I can ask a simple question. This is what the Shita begins to raise. You read this Gemara, Bekiyas, right? Malishak mochazaka. Wait, what do I know about Migu? Migu lahotzi lo amrina, right? Sugi daf lamed beis. Klal gado. Many tosis about misi daf beis. Migu lahotzi lo amrina. Migu cannot work lahotzi mam. This chazaka v'shlakish, I just learned the key of some ham and aleph, right? What does it say? That eino neman vayshirifa bizmano. No, pasha pshat. What's the pshat in the Gemara? What do you see from Mishkakish? The chazaka, a person doesn't pay bizmano. What does it show you? And the chazaka is strong enough as a raya. Because otherwise, the guy said, I paid tochazman. So how can you take money away? So we had another possibility, but you could say, what is a pshat? Because chazaka is considered a raya. So here's a question. What's the Shah of the Gemara? Migu, Malishakim, Makim, Chazaka. What's greater? I'll tell you what's greater. Well, obviously, what's greater? What's stronger? What's stronger? Chazaka. Migu, Lahotzi, Lo Amrina. Chazaka, Rishlakish, Lahotzi, Amrina. Many Achronim, in fact, understand that this is what happens with Rishlakish. Chazaka, the Rishlakish, is strong enough like Eden. Rabbi Kiv'eger, Tshuva, Kuf, Tzadi, Zayin. This is for Dani from yesterday, when he's discussing about Rov, the nature of Chazaka and Rov. Kibbeger says, but the Sofa Tshuva, he just Kachayad, and happens to mention Ara Gemara, he says, Chazaka, the Ein of the prayer to Zmano, Adifa me Rov. The Berov, Ein Motsian Mamon, Ube Chazaka Motsian. I believe that Chassam Sofa in the Tshuva also, Choshe Mishpat, also assumes that there are, and there's a marid like this, there are chazakos that are like Eden. So one take on the sugi is, and this is what the Shita is mashma right here. He says, Pshita de chazaka adifa mimigu. Lashon Hashita. That's the first two lines. The Migul Lahotzi Lo Amrin. The Al Yidei Chazakazu Anu Motzien. Now, if you hold that thought, now, how could we respond to such an argument? So if I were to just simply ask you after learning the sugya for a few days, so you see a Gemara like this. Olo. So I'm going to come and ask you how well you heard the shir this week. I'm going to say, now, chaver, I'm asking you a question. Right? Right? You know that, right? Chazak de v'shrakish works lahotzi. So what's the shayla of the Gemara? Migul makom chazaka. Like, what's the shayla? Of course chazaka wins. Chazaka is stronger than migul. Chazaka works lahotzi. Migul doesn't. How would you begin to respond to such a question, such an argument? Now that we know a little bit more about how to learn the sugya, so where do you start and where do we go from there? So, what's the Gemara's shayla? Migul makom chazaka? Chazaka is stronger. The chazaka is motzi mamon. The migul kiem motzi mamon. Yes, Shmuel.
Independently, migul may have a stronger assumption.
Independently, chazaka is stronger, you're saying.
Chazaka is stronger.
Yeah.
But when they're together, maybe things are different.
Okay, so you're on the right track. Go on, Nadiv. Okay, so you're all saying good. All saying good. Velva, what do you say? Same?
Similar.
Okay. So let's start, even before we get to what you both said, because I think you should start by saying, who says, Kibega says it. Okay, I understand. So who says? But if we wanted, and I think Rashi L'chore does not agree with this, as I just showed you a minute ago, the Chazak is not the Motzi Mamon. If the Taina is weakened, then it doesn't rise to the level of saying Hamotzi Mechavel over Raya. I have a Cheskes Chiv. The Chazaka weakens the Taina, so it's a far-fetched Taina, it's a Taina that's not even admissible. So it's not that the Chazaka is Motzi Mamon, it's that there isn't any cause for Hamotzi Mechavel over Raya. It's a Cheskes Chiv. The Malv is not mochiv to prove that every far-fetched scenario didn't happen in order to claim his money. He has to claim that he's justified in being owed the money. And the fact that something possibly could have happened, which we think never happens, he's not mochiv to show otherwise. He doesn't have to respond to such a claim. It's a spurious taina. The chazaka is mara l'dibure. The question of the Gemara is, if he has a malishaker, could it be rescued? But absent the Ma'ul Shaker, the problem lies in the lashon of the two words of Rashi, Ma'ul Dibure. So Ma'ul Dibure doesn't mean Chazaka is Motzi Mamon. Ma'ul Dibure means that there is no Taina here to even acknowledge. So this assumption right away of Chazaka works Motzi Mamon, no, I'll challenge that assumption on its own terms. It's not that the Chazaka is Motzi Mamon. What is it rather? That the Chazaka strikes down the Taina, there's no Taina to come to the table with, there's no argument, Hamot Mevar, prove that I didn't pay you. When Agur is such a taina, it's Vietanase, Marile Dibure. So it's not that the Chazaka being Motzi Mamon, that there's no cause to even create a suffix in the face of a Cheskes Chiv. So that's point number one. Okay, obviously the Shita is assuming, like Rabbi Kiv Eger and Chassam Sofer, that no, the Chazaka is Motzi Mamon. But again, Rashi, I don't think we'll hold that. In Tosfos, we can clear. Tosfos, maybe. He uses the word Chazaka to Resh Lakish throughout the Tosfos. I mean, it doesn't say initially Chazaka. For Rashi, perfect. The Gemara doesn't need Chazaka in the beginning. To take from Yisomim, without a Shvua, you need to come on to words Chazaka. For Resh Lakish, Halvai Shia from Bismano, Cheskes Chiyah, finished. But now, coming to what you both were saying. So, if Chazaka is stronger, maybe we'll grant Chazaka is Motzi. Or, stop, Chazaka is stronger. We know Chazaka in and of itself has stronger weight than Migul. Even grant that. But still, we can read the Gemara perfectly. First Rashi, then Tosis. Either way, it's going to work. What did Rashi say? Do we allow Malishaka b'makom Chazaka? Chazaka is stronger than Migul in terms of koach of Chazaka. But if Chazaka in itself cannot be Motzi Mamon, so Chazaka is what it is. Chazaka is strong, but it's stronger than Migul. But if the Migul gives the Taina some boost that allows us to create doubt, it's Mechazik the Taina, so he's part of the pain. Bring Edom. I'm still going to have to assume Chazakas not Gagaydin. I agree. I have to not challenge that assumption. But I could still accept the fact that Chazakah in and of itself, independently, is stronger than Nigun. But I could still argue that Malishaker can be Machazak the Taina to stand up to the Chazakah that you don't have to pay. I don't have to change. The Gemara's Shaila is not what's stronger. As you said, the Gemara's Shaila is when the two come together, how does it play out? Does he have to pay or does he not have to pay? So in and of itself, Chazakah could be stronger than Migul. But if Migul can rescue the Taina, to raise the Taina up to a level that perhaps he paid, and Chazakah is not Aiden, Hamosim El Orai, so that I don't have to pay. That doesn't mean that Migul is stronger than Chazakah. It means that Migul is just simply enough to rescue the Taina. That's for Rashi. Similarly for Tosfos. I can admit very readily, Chazakah in and of itself is more powerful than Malishaka. In and of itself, what happens when they come together? So, what the Tosis, what's the psa that Malishaka works? Mara l'chazakah. The Chazakah in and of itself is stronger. But when it's facing Malishaka, even something which is weaker in and of itself can still chip away and weaken the koach of the Chazakah. Once the Chazakah is weakened, the person doesn't have to pay. Either because it has no koach to nimotzi anymore, or because whatever, now the Taina has can enter into the equation. So long as we know the facts, Chazakah is what it is, that we don't need to hear any Tainas, we don't accept any Tainas. Once the Chazakah gets weakened, then the Taina comes in. Doesn't mean that Migul is stronger than Chazakah. It means that Migul is able to weaken the Chazakah. So having learned the sugya, Bein Lefi Rashi, Bein Lefi Tosfos, we don't have to in any way acknowledge for the Gemara to say, Malishakev Mon Chazakah, that Migul is stronger than Chazakah. Independently, Chazakah could be greater than Migul, for sure. But when they're interlocking one with the other, then the dynamic becomes such that either for Rashi or for Tosfos, something changes, and the person can keep his money, that's all. Just when you hear it's Pasha, but I'm glad that you brought it out. It's Pasha, this is the response to what I think the Shita is bringing in, which I think was from Tiberius Kasha also, that Chazakah is stronger, Chazakah is motzi, and Migul is not motzi. No, but it's a different issue here. When they come together, what happens now? Again, these two distinct paths. Either the Mahalach that we see in Rashi, the Chazakah is Marli Dibure, and according to Rashi, Chazakah for sure is not being motzi mamma. Chazakah is just making the Taina such that it can't create a suffix. That's clear in Rashi. Tosis, you have to know whether the pshat is Tosis. If the Chazakah is standing, he's chayiv. I have to weaken the Chazakah to get anywhere. Why is he chayiv? Either Chazakah is motzi, has a koch to be motzi like Eidim. I'd rather not say that because Tosis still had a havamin of lo dami klal to compare this Chazakah to elsewhere. So I think it's probably not as convenient to say that this Chazakah is mamish like Eidim. Then we're still not really comparing things that are even shaykh to be compared. Better, Tosis also agrees that it's a cheskas chiyuv that works. But the idea is, if the Chazakah is here, we know the facts. Don't bring me any tainus. We have the facts. In order to get past that, you have to weaken the Chazakah. Now we can start thinking about possibilities, and that's why he's pater. For Rashi, it's not that the Chazakah is weakened. The Chazakah is what it is. But if we can raise the taina up, then we can find a way to make the person off the hook and not have to pay. Okay, we're not going to go vayter now. We'll do a chumash, I guess, a little more time. But for next time, we'll have to go on the next piece of Gemara. Okay, if we can chazer, we get the chazer over Shabbos. Okay, Shmuel, yeah.